starting the end of Shai Aleph Perek Yud. And I made a mention of this last time, how a human being is even greater than a malach. A human being is greater than a malach. And he explains, the idea is that the malach depends on us. And at the very last chapter, last paragraph of Perek Yud, he explains an idea from the Parshas HaShavua of Parshas Vayetze. And he says like this. He says, "Hu gam kein inyan mare hasulam shel Yaakov Avinu alav hashalom." That the sulam of Yaakov Avinu represented this idea. Ayin ra'i mehem nasa. You look at the Zohar in Parshas Nasai, that it says, "Vayipach bapav nishmas chayim, vayachalom v'hine sulam." Sulam vaday, what's the sulam? Iu nishmas chayim. That is the neshama of the person. Vayidei zev malachei elokim oylim v'yardim boy. The malachei elokim go up and down the ladder. What ladder? The malachei elokim go up and down. You made it back from the vart. Coach and I were out of work together. We said we got to rush back for this year. So the Malachi Elokim are going up and down the ladder. What's the ladder? The ladder is something which is Mutzav Arza, which feet of the ladder are on the ground, and the head of the ladder is Shemayim. So what's the ladder? A human being, because his feet are here. But what is her feet holding? Well, we said always, the feet are holding the neshama, which is the going all the way up to Shemayim. So the human being is mutzav arza. The human being is his feet on the ground, but his roisha is magia Shemayim, right? But his neshama goes all the, and what's going up and down the ladder is the malachim. It means the kedusha of the malachim depend on us. Whether the malachim can go up and down, they're going up and down the ladder. They're going up and down through the koach of mankind. That's the way it works. Okay. This is really, at this point, I want to just go over an akuda to explain something before we start Yud Aleph. Okay, I'm gonna go over and explain something. So we said that a human being has the koach to affect all the olamos and all the kochos in the bria, right? That the human being has a koach to affect all the kochos in the bria, all the powers. And the question is why? How is that so? So the way he explained it, I want to say it again for clarity because it's going to come up again. The way that works is because the human being is a combination. Of all the kochos in the bria. All the kochos in the bria exist in man. And when the person adds kedusha to his, does a mitzvah, he's adding kedusha to those kochos themselves, which trace themselves back in their source all the way back up to the highest points in Shemayim. Okay? Whereas the malachim don't have that. Each malach has only a very individual koch. So the malach Rafael is on a very high level, right? But the malach Rafael only has the koch of refuah in him. That hashpa of refuah. We are comprised of the hashpa of refuah and the hashpa of every single possible endless hashpa that exist in the world. We are the tips of them reach to us.
And because we're tzelem elokim.
Exactly. Okay.
So we have all these different attributes.
And we are.
And by doing mitzvah, we somehow tap into it.
Because that's correct. By adding a kedusha, we are adding kedusha to each and every element that exists, and therefore that's adding that we have the ability to add kedusha to every single to the whole entire bria, as opposed to the malach is just composed of what he's composed of, and he can't do and add anything to it. Okay, so he now says an unbelievable point. Okay, he says in Yud Aleph, we're starting Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11 in Shaar Aleph. V'zeu atam shamalachim hamaktishim b'shmei morayim. In the Siddur, you know when we say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Haaretz Kvodo, and we say Baruch Kvod Hashem Emekomo, right? If you look in the Siddur, it's kedai to just get familiar with the Siddur for this piece, because the Siddur brings down the Kedusha that we say twice. It brings down the Kedusha we say in Shemoneh Esrei, right? In Chazar Sashatz, we say Kedusha, and we also say Kedusha when we are...
The sitting one.
Forget that one. three. Oh. I'm not even counting that one. The ones that we say before Kriyat Shema. Okay, the one we say before Kriyat Shema. In Birkas Kriyat Shema, we also say it. Okay, now if you look at the, I don't know if we've ever paid so close attention. What we're saying in Kriyat Shema is, we're saying the order of the Malachim, right? So we say that the Malachim say Kedusha. Here. It says, if you look at the Kedusha we say in Shemoneh Esrei, it says, Nekadesh Hashem Chavoylam. The same way that the Makdish b'shmei Marayim, okay? The same way that the Malachim do Kedusha, we do Kedusha. But Zakhtu B'chaim V'lajna, it's really the opposite. Zakhtu B'chaim V'lajna, that the Zohar says that the Malachim cannot say Kedusha until we say Kedusha. In other words, in the tefillah, we're saying the malachim say ha'ifanim v'srafim v'ifanei ha'kodesh, right? There's all malachim. That's all names of different angels, right? And what happens? We say ha'ifanim v'chayos ha'kodesh, ha'ifanim v'chayos, b'rash gadol misnasim u'masrafim. They proclaim opposite the srafim, the third type of angel, and they're meshabeach and amir baruch kvod Hashem v'makodem. That's what they, but when do they say that? At what point in the day do the malachim say baruch kvod Hashem? So the answer is that once we've said it, then they can say it. They cannot beat us to it. They cannot say Kedusha until mankind says Kedusha.
This is that each individual's malach for themselves, or that's the general Klal Yisrael malach?
It sounds like the general, because let me read you the language. He says like this, V'zeu atam shehamalachim hamakdishim b'shmei marayim, that the malachim that are being makdish Hashem in the shmei marayim, in the highest heavens, mamtinim, they wait. Milashalish Kedushasam from saying their Kedusha at Akhashanu Mashalashan Kedusha Lamata until we say our Kedusha. Afsha Kedusha, so Lamalam Kedusha saying. Now, when Hashem hears the Kedusha of us and the Kedusha of the Malachim, which one is higher and more holy? Probably the Malachim. But the Malachim can't do it until we do it. Loishem Cholkin covered the Israel. Now, the reason that the Malachim wait for us is not out of respect. Okay, you know, you guys go first. No. They don't have the yecholus, the power, or the koach, the strength, mitzad atzman, on their own accord, liftoyach p'em lahaktish liyotshon, to open their mouth to give kedusha to Hashem, ad alias koil kedushas Yisrael, until they hear the voice of the Yisrael saying kedusha, milmata, down here in this world. When we, us lowly beings, okay, that we, you know, like we say in the Rosh Hashanah Davening, we're mata, we're worthless, lowly beings. And when we say Kaddosh, 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 all of a sudden, what's going on in Shemaim? Oh, the Jewish people say Kaddosh. Okay, the Malachim start going, you know, activated. Okay, angel, you go Kaddosh, Kedusha, Lumas, Srafim, and the Srafim say this, and the Ifanim say that, and everything starts going wild. That happened only after we triggered it. Because the Zohar says, "Ki inyan amiras haKedusha." What is Kedusha? Hu ha'alas ha'olam v'hiskashrusam. Okay, this is part of that. Kedusha somehow is taking from the lowest world and bringing up Kedusha to the upper world, and then having it come back down. Somehow, what Kedusha is, what this, the tefillah of Kedusha is saying, that is that it's the hiskashrus of the worlds. Kol olam ba'olam shemei Allah. It's connecting the world underneath it to the world above it, so it can get hashpa from the world above it. Like we always said, that we've been saying, right? Each world is a little more physical than the world above it. So how can it get the hashpa from the world above it? It has to reach up. It has to tap into a little bit of the aura of the Kedusha above it. When, at what point in the day, which are we doing that? That's with the tefillah of Kedusha. When we're saying that, even though we live on this world, we're saying Kadosh, 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 we see the Kedusha of Hashem. It means we're elevating ourselves a little bit above this world. And we said we're tapping into a little bit of a Kedusha above us that gets us to the Kedusha from the world above us. And then the world, and that triggers a Kedusha in the world above it to reach the world above it. Okay, until eventually you're connecting all the worlds to attain a higher level of Kedusha all through our little Kedusha. Okay? It's a little deep concept, but the point is that our Kedusha is really, the Malachim can't do that, because the Malachim don't have the ability to connect beyond their world. Wherever they're created, that's where they are. So they can't go and say, well, I want to add more Kedusha to this world by connecting it to a world above it. They're not, they're disconnected from that ability. Only we as Tzelem Elokim are that interblock between the worlds. And we can say, we want to reach up from this world and connect it to the world above it, which will connect to the world above it. And Chaim Lajner says beautifully, says that's why maybe the minhag is that when you say Kadosh Kadosh, you stand up on your toes. You ever notice that? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Why? Because you're reaching above your world into the next world. So you're standing on your toes. You go like, you know, Kadosh, you're like jumping out of your seat. You're going up. Why? Because Kadosh, I'm reaching out of my world. I'm going into the world above. And then that triggers a Kedusha in the world above until now the Malach, I'm like, whoa, there's Kedusha here. Then they jump on the bandwagon. So every time we say Kedusha, that's what's going on.
Aren't we imitating the Malachim? And the,
no, it's the opposite, he's saying.
But it doesn't say this.
It says that they do that, but it only says it after we do ours. Okay? Now, where does it say that Beferish, by the way? That they do, it's true. They're doing the same thing we're doing, but they're copying us, not we're copying them. Now, where does it say
that? I was sure we're the copycats, but...
It's a good thing you're learning the Sefer now. So, right, where does it say Beferish? You're Sfarim. Do you say on Shabbos, you say Na'aritzcha or you say Keser?
Keter.
Okay, so what, Tagid, Keter, no? What is Keter. What does it say? Keter Yitnu
Lecha.
So the Malachi Hamoine Mala, they give you a Keter. Im,
Imam Achai Yisrael.
They do it with us. Im, they're doing it with us. They're jumping on our bandwagon. We're not jumping on their bandwagon. It doesn't say we're doing it with them. It says they're doing it with us. Keser yitnu lecha. The malachim are giving you a keser. Are being mekadesh Hashem. Hamoine imale. What? Imam chayisol kvutzimata with us little people. The malachim are jumping on our bandwagon. That's exactly what we said. Think about the words.
The keser is in Musaf, by the way. Nagdi shach is in the shacharit.
Right. So over in the nagdi shach, it's not as clear. Right? And then it's not as clear who's leading who, right? In the Nekadesh Shimcha Ba'olam, it says Kishem Shemakdishim Oisay Bishmei Marim. It says just like. Kishem means just like. So it says we are being Mekadesh just like they are being Mekadesh. Right. So that's not as clear. But it could just mean that we're using a Nusach and they're using the same Nusach as well. But it doesn't mean we're copying. It just means that we're both saying the same one, but we're triggering that ability. But in the Keser Yitnu Lecha, it's clear. Right, the Keser is clear. Now, I'm not saying we should all jump onto Nusach Sfarad over here, but the truth is that the Nusach Sfarad in this case is more accurate according to the Zohar. According to this concept, the Nusach Sfarad is more accurate because it's saying Keser Yitnu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu Malachim Hamoni Mala Im Amcha Yisrael Kivutzei Mata. Okay, so it's an unbelievable concept. So we think, yeah, Kedusha, whatever, get a good Karbach tomb, whatever. It's not about that. If you think about what's going on, it's a very high level thing. This is like the highest of the high that's going on here. We're tapping into worlds above us and we're triggering off Kedusha that even the Malachim are waiting for this moment. The Malachim are like waiting around. Who's they? Is there, I wanna say Kedusha. I need to get a minion.
Why is there another Kedusha led by Mincha time?
What?
Why is there a Kedusha by Mincha time?
I guess, you know, there's an, I don't know how often in the day this has got to happen, but I guess it's still happening.
They have anything to do with the carbon atomic time?
Probably. It's a time which is Mesugal for this. I don't know exactly. Maybe later on he'll discuss that. It's a good question. But now, David, what were you saying?
I was going to ask if the followers of Nusach Ashkenaz will also believe in this concept of Tzelem Hashem Elokim, and we.
Well, we better because the Nusach Ashkenaz Rebbe is a Chaim Lajner, so he's the Rebbe of all Nusach Ashkenaz, right? He's the Talmud of the Vilna Goin, so he's the one that we're all following. So, but I'll read you the language of the Zohar he brings in the Lashon Kodesh. I'm reading it. Ve'elu miyamin omrim shira. The angels on the right say shira. Umalim ratzon lemala v'omrim kodesh. They say kodesh. Ve'elu mismol. The angels on the left say shira. Umalim ratzon. And they make Hashem and they say baruch. Umeschaber mekdusha b'chol elu. klulam elu ba elu biyichur miskashem b'zeat shekulam oisim kesher echad. Okay. Fine. So he says, since the whole idea of kedusha is connecting to the world, ain bekoach shum malach v'saraf. There is no power to angels. La'asoyse ba'atzmoy tchila to trigger this off. L'zois therefore la'yiftach piv. An angel will never open its mouth. Ad alias hevel p'm until the voices shall kedusha yisrael kavutzei mata. Until they hear the kavutzei mata. Until they hear us down here doing it. V'ilu hayu. Listen to this. Kol yisrael. So this is the coach's question. Who has to say it? He says, "V'ilu ayu kol Yisrael. If all the Jews, misoifa oilam bat soifai, from one end of the world to the other, shoyskim chas v'shalom, and no one miloimar kedusha, and there would be nobody saying kedusha, memela behechrich at that moment hayugam hema nishtakim milahakdish kedusha, and there would be no kedusha in shemayim from the angels as well. So if there will be a point in time that there will be no kedusha being said down here, the shemayim would be quiet, and there would be no kedusha in shemayim either."
That was for 3 months in the pandemic. There was no Nakdisha.
Yeah, it was very scary time.
Conceptually.
What?
Can I ask you one question conceptually?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop now. Yeah.
If an angel can influence us here on Earth, wouldn't then that give the angel the power of also influence?
The angel can't do anything other than what he was created to do. They can't change the Kedusha. They can't add or subtract to what they were given. So they were given a certain koach by Hashem. Let's say the angel that came to be give a refuah to Lot in Parshas Vayera, right? So he was given, but he was given that koach to destroy stone. He was given that koach by Hashem. He took the koach, did his job, and went back. He didn't change anything. He can't make less or more. So the way the angel's got to change the status quo of what he was created is only through us. All right? Yeah. I will stop here. We'll pick it up a little more tomorrow on this topic. Go a little deeper. Okay.
Good night.
Everyone. Shkoyach. Okay, great. Thanks.
Good night, Robin.
Good night. Shkoyach.